This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I'm going to play a little bit more of this. The exciting conclusion we won't have time to get to because Ellen Schroeder's coming in studio. But news shock video, female reporter attacked by angry mob at Hillary event. And I specifically, you know, see these rent-a-cops in, like, at the mall in, like, general outfits and huge hats and stars all over them. It's kind of cheesy when generals do it in the U.S. They've got nuclear submarines and, you know, admirals and the rest of it. But, you know, it is something dictatorial, kind of like Nazi Germany or old Soviet Russia, where they start festooning the general public. And so, yes, I think there are parallels of Robert Mugabe. That's why I made the joke. He's a dictator. He may be out of a job. Maybe he can come over here. Or maybe we get somebody from North Korea, Kim Jong-un, where they love uniforms. They can come over and work for Hillary. Because that's kind of what they've been trying to set up here with the security guard. One guy's like thinks he's Thor with his big beard. So he's the Viking dictator. And then we've got the fella, I guess, who's trying to walk in the shoes of Robert Mugabe. Let's go back to that clip. Here it is.
So Mount Nasty. See that one? What do you think about Bill Clinton, all these women having accused Bill Clinton of raping them? What are you doing standing in front of me, sir? So now, okay, this is exactly what Donna Brazile was talking about.
It was a cult. I felt like it was a cult. You could not penetrate them.
Cult-like behavior from Hillary Clinton's staff and private security. You're saying we didn't comply?
Yeah, we just asked you to head off property, trying to be as polite as possible.
Okay, Thor.
Off property. This is a public sidewalk.
We asked you to stop harassing our patrons.
I'm not.
Hey, Thor, you and Robert Mugabe are wrong.
We engaged in discussion with me. I see other press organizations walk around talking to people.
And they're not harassing people either. So.
Not harassing people either.
Not harassing people.
Harassing folks.
This is Hillary Clinton.
Whoa.
By the way, let's pause real quick. These women are all deranged and seem to have, like, motor issue problems. And, again, I'm not attacking people that have neurological disorders. Lord knows most of us will end up having them or have family members that have them, okay? But, I mean, you see, like, it's like Frankenstein. We're going to show Chicken Man coming up. Yes, I'm not kidding. A man in a chicken suit attacks. But let's continue.
Private property.
No, this is private property.
Can we do it on the sidewalk, though? Just off property?
So they go to the sidewalk and then he comes back.
Decided. It's fine.
This is great, you guys. I mean, you're really showing weird.
Is that Kim Jong-un with, like, a glued-on beard?
What brings you out here today?
And look, Robert Mugabe.
You guys support Hillary.
Keeps bumping into her.
She knows how to tell the truth.
Well, have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always. Always.
Did you read her book, What Happened?
That's why we're here. We're getting the book.
You're getting the book. Okay, so you haven't read it yet. Watch your body. If you're going to push your body into my elbow, then that's your fault.
We're trying to be cordial, so just no physical contact, okay?
Excuse me, but when I'm standing here and he's pushing into me, pushing into my elbow, saying watch my elbow, he needs to watch his body, okay, and not be assaulting me. Don't be assaulting me.
I'm invading your space, and when you wake up in the morning, all you'll see is this face.
What do you think about Bill Clinton having sexually assaulted women?
He did not sexually assault women, considering that for sexual assault you need consent. You need to have consent.
That guy can actually talk. So they try to stop him from talking.
Excuse me, do not touch me, sir. I will file an assault charge on you. You do not touch me. I don't know. You're private security. You do not have the right to touch me.
Well, she was.
Yeah, Thor.
Yeah. And he's okay. Engaging in willful dialogue. You don't have the right to touch me and push up on me, sir. I do
yeah,
not
Robert.
Want you to touch me. He was. So, okay. You're saying that consent is the issue here, right? And are you referencing Monica Lewinsky?
I am in tech, right?
Yeah, there's other women.
Man, I just saw your T-shirt. I don't think we're going to chat.
All right, stay with us.
Do you know?
We'll be back when Aquaman summons three giant whales and the Intrepid InfoWars crew battles a vicious psychotic chicken. This is not fake news. Well, the Aquaman part is a joke.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm here with Owen Schroyer. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen's been working 7 days a week and has never been happier. I was up at midnight last night. Harrison Smith came over to my house. I just had a dinner party, and people were leaving like, you know, 10:30, 11 at night, and we're shooting 40-minute videos because Google officially has merged with Soros. I mean, I have the news articles right here, and it's censoring InfoWars, but like mainline churches and Christian groups, they have fact-checking saying, well, Jesus didn't exist, and our impartial fact-checking group is the Atheist Association. They have just built an army of every bureaucracy. The atheists are over the Christians. The atheists are over the people warning about Muslims. They love them. The power-grabbing environmental groups are all now policing people that say man-made global warming isn't real or that coal is good. And they've just put Snopes and Soros funding hundreds of groups in PolitiFact who said that, you know, that Trump was caught with the Russians. All 14 agencies said so. That wasn't true. They said that Hillary had a 97% chance of winning. That wasn't true. They said WikiLeaks wasn't real. That wasn't true. They just lie. And now suddenly, have you seen this on Google? Where Snopes is the only one that doesn't get fact-checked. And the other fact-checkers. If you get into the fact-checkers, you're above the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Drudge Report, everyone. The Japanese media, the Mexican media, there's just like Snopes is like, oh, like in Monty Python, like God, like, oh, kind of steps on your front. I mean, they are a guy and his cat and his wife, who I guess it came out in the news, spent money on some interesting extracurricular activities, tax-free. They now are literally the oracle of all truth. Did you know that?
Well, I think this is the sign that the establishment is only looking to reach the mentally deranged, mentally defective people.
I agree. They are loosing Snopes on us. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Like, not the
imagine Google, Snopes, and Soros had a baby.
The average individual is going to look at Snopes and critically analyze it and say, okay, I'm not really going to rely on anything from that organization. But that's what I'm saying. They're not targeting that person.
Well, they don't care. They're going to label till we're banned. That's the mission.
Well, and I think that you were keying on something when you were talking to the crew, is that they want us to even not speak about these things, even in a comedic sense. They don't want you to even reference these topics. They don't want you to reference anything.
But Snopes did have prostitutes at their honeymoon. I mean, at least they're partying.
It'll reach a point, Alex, where you'll say, well, look at Hillary Clinton, and you'll make some joke about Hillary Clinton falling over, and we'll make a funny meme or graphic, and they'll say, insensitive! You're being rude to old people! How dare
you! Meanwhile, the left's like, we're going to murder you and your family! And they're like, oh, promote this? It's so liberal!
Here's a decapitated Trump head. It's liberal, though. It's loving, because Trump is the devil. Hillary, God, angel, Trump, devil. That's the reality.
Meanwhile, I'm like, hey, we got a tranny coming on later who's a libertarian. They're like, banned. You can't use that word. I go, since when is it a bad word? Trannies came up with it. They go, Facebook decided last month. And that's in the news where they're sending police now to radio stations to say it. It's not even illegal. It's not even an insult word. There's the article. College calls police on student who said tranny on radio. I mean, what planet am I living on?
That's actually shocking to me because...
That's their word. And I'm not even against them.
But
I am against people telling me I can't use a word. It's like they're like God. It's like, I will decide what words you use. Meanwhile, they're like you said, their constituents can't talk. Did you see Millie's videos and your videos? You were there. What was it like?
It's a part of it sad because
tell people what happened this weekend.
Because you know that these people have really been brainwashed. They've been physically poisoned with chemicals in the food and water. And you saw Millie's video. We'll play the highlight from this weekend here yesterday in Austin, Texas. So we saw a man show up at the November 4th protest. There he is. There's the unicorn. He became famous for showing up at the November 4th protest. Well, now he brings out his friend in a chicken suit. What the hell is that, Alex? Who goes around in public wearing a chicken suit and a unicorn suit? A grown man.
Well, it shows they're all part of like make-believe. It's like they're 3 years old. By the way, why can the Advocate and all these other publications say tranny, but I've been told by Facebook and meetings we recorded a week and a half ago, we haven't released, you do not use it, period. And then I have court cases in Canada where professors use it in debate. They can't even say it in the court case saying it's such an evil word.
So you probably...
These are just people training you to go, this word is the most evil thing on earth, but I can use it, but you can't. It's a new royalty.
So I guess you can't say homo either then, or hetero? Is that where this is going? I mean,
that's how it started.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I'll get back to the man in the chicken suit. That's coming up after the break.
Well, this is what it comes down to. I don't want to target mentally ill people. That's not our goal here. Our goal is to not find mentally ill people and to try to exploit them or anything. What we're illustrating now, this is
everywhere we go, Clinton supporters, globalist supporters are literally like escapees from the lunatic asylum.
Yeah, we don't create that reality. We're just going and showing the world what's actually happening here. So I don't know what kind of person dresses up as a unicorn and brings out a battle axe and dresses up as a chicken.
What if they identify as a chicken?
Well,
don't even say the word chicken now.
Now you might be onto something. Now we can't be talking about the chicken man because we're being insensitive because he's identifying as a chicken.
Or a unicorn. Well, don't say man or woman.
Or a unicorn.
G-unicorn.
Yeah, I don't know. So they'll make
it. It's like you have the flu and you're hallucinating. It's like, what?
Alex, think about it like this, though. These same people that we're talking about, they believe in the quote-unquote science of climate change, right? They believe in that quote-unquote science, but they don't believe in the science of genders. How do you create
an environment? They are firing professors that go, I'm sorry, there are male and female chromosomes. And they're like, you hate me, you're evil, you're horrible, yeah. Science is real! And they're like, I know it's real. Just, dude, come on. I mean, literally, it's crazy. How do we get hijacked? RuPaul, we can't use the T word anymore, so I'm saying granny. Now you've got the most famous tranny there is, can't use it, because they were told to. Why? Use whatever word you want. Good.
Yeah, I don't know. It is.
It's like when you're on your iPhone, it won't you type certain words.
Well, they won't directly come after the First Amendment, legislatively, because they know that that would fail. So what they do is they bully you, they make you afraid of your free speech, they make you think about, who might I offend? You know, before I say this, and of course you want to think before you act, and but it's not about, I need to analyze everyone in this room. And
we're calling the police. We saw you at a Halloween party. Somebody was dressed as a Native American.
I saw you make a joke about a tranny.
Uh-oh, we probably just got censored off 30 stations because of me.
No. The radio stations aren't mentally ill yet, and they know it's not real and it's a fraud. That was a college radio station. They did it as a stunt to create the hype. It is illegal. They're just playing a game.
But I'm sure you know
they're saying don't say mother or father on elementary entrance exams nationwide. Next, that's the word you can't say. Mother, father, mother, father. They don't like to hear Jesus Christ. They say, never say that in a prayer. I love Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. See, I'm saying more. These are the new FCC banned words.
Right.
Mother.
Yeah.
Father.
It's not about what's
red, actually, white, and blue. Ninth Circuit ruled 3 years ago, you can't wear American flags in seven states.
Oh, the crew could look it up right now. They're banning American flag apparel on college campuses, on high school campuses.
Pocket constitutions are banned.
Yeah, you can, on Constitution Day. You can't hand out.
And then people come in and they go, "Don't we have Play-Doh? Come play. We have lemonade." And they go, I saw the Constitution. They go, "We're sorry."
This actually happens. This actually happens, though. But that's what I'm saying. So when we go to these events, these are the people we're actually seeing in the flesh. You can actually see them in the flesh when we go to these events. Now, the good news is they're fewer and far between the more the events happen.
We've gone from 500 in Austin down to 16.
Yeah.
In New York, it's gone from 20,000 down to a couple hundred. Now, the media, the local paper reported that thousands came out.
Oh, they were all there. All of them.
And they'd all just...
And we're the majority here that stands against Trump.
No. No, you're really not.
And then, meanwhile, they'd see our reporter, Billy Weaver, and run over screaming, like zombies.
All you got to do is show up, man, and you'll see. That's it. You don't even have to
say anything. All right, stay there. Let's come back. We've got highlights of the George Soros Antifa demonstration. And literally a gibbering lunatic, in my opinion, that he sounds like one. I mean, I thought he had like a voice changer under his thing. He didn't. Maybe he's a time traveler, got his brain swiped by aliens, but it's coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
Okay, getting serious though, Owen. You were a famous guy for debating going back 2 years. Carl the Cuck, you know, other famous Aid Skrelix folks that even though I offered him $10,000 to come on the show, they wouldn't come on the show. You went to his house. Found out where he lived. He was scared.
Yep.
And then now you've been in Austin a year, and you were describing what it's like for you to have these new friends. You go out to have beers with a unicorn and an insane chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking about joining Antifa and the Democrats right now.
It was a struggle for me. And then I went down there yesterday. I was already on the fence. You know, Alex says these crazy things like Hillary's sick and then she falls over. Trump's going to win. The polls are fake. And then he does. But I was still on the fence. And so I went to the event yesterday, kind of on the fence. And then I saw some mentally deranged people banging pots and pans in the streets. I saw my unicorn friend for the second time. This time he added a battle rifle to his arsenal. He has a battle axe and a battle rifle now, probably from a different dimension. And then he also brought his chicken man friend. But seriously.
By the way, if you're a new listener, we have HD video of this. We're not joking.
And we can go to the B-roll now. But this is, I mean, Alex, what do we do with these people? I mean, that's the question. How do you help these people? Do we just kind of let them go? Do we just kind of, you know what I'm saying?
And look, the printout is the Soros group, the same font from the November.
Yeah.
Fourth deal. This is all Soros. He admits it. I mean, it's like all Soros. Like, this is what his 18 million buys is people in chicken suits.
Well, you reported on Friday, Alex, Soros met with Nancy Pelosi, other members of the Democrat Party in California. I think Soros may be on his last legs of life. I mean, literally, like, he might even be close to biting the dust. So they bring him out to California. They have this meeting. He puts his $18 billion in. You can already kind of see Alex Soros taking over the old George Soros social movement, meeting with these politicians.
Suddenly his son, who is a total moron.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think I think that this is really it, Alex. This is really their final push. That's what people don't realize. Trump is our last stand, and everything against Trump is their last stand. It really is.
Exactly. It's way beyond Trump or InfoWars or Soros, but we're the figureheads, and that's what everything's shooting at. I just can't believe we're in this position because they're coming after us.
Well,
I make jokes about it, but it's crazy.
Well, where else can you go that's going to report it like this? You can't go. No one else is telling you that we're literally in the battle for the future right now. We're literally in the battle for America. This what happens in the next.
And notice all of our verbiage they're now using because it's true. The enemy has adopted everything we do, but from their perspective. And now they're coming after us.
Yeah, even like,
which is okay. I asked for it. I'm ready.
Remember when you used to use the phrase false flag, right? You would use that phrase over 10 years ago. Nobody ever heard of it. Nobody knew what it was. Now people use false flag almost every day.
No, it's true. It's almost uncanny how we're running the tables against them, and that's why they go, whoa, this group has total credibility. Everything they said's dialed in because we were paying attention to them. They would always have their internal documents that were somewhat public, and then their public BS. We just went off what their real operations. They were so arrogant, Owen, they didn't hide it. We only have credibility because we paid attention to what they were actually saying, and now we've been proven right, so they go, whoa, censor them. But that only creates a Streisand effect.
Well, we call it as we see it, based on our historical analysis, real-time analysis, and it sounds crazy at first, and then a couple weeks, couple months, couple years go by, and then it always ends up being right.
Every major globalist billionaire said, we're going to merge the machines, we're going to have a one-world religion, you're going to worship AI, if you do everything we say, we'll let you merge with it and live forever, and fly off in giant spaceships. And I went, that's Childhood's End, written in the 60s by, you know, the top MI6 operative, and you know, all the rest of it, Arthur C. Clarke. And I was like, I go, either they're, and I say in the film, I go, they're either crazy or they're jacked into something really bad. But I go, either way, they're nuts. We've got to oppose it. Now, today, stack of news. It was on Fox News during the break. Google executives, world government, AI worship, banning other religions. The religion of machines is here. They just invented it last week. Owen, did you hear?
Well, what is
no, they're rolling it out. This is their response. And they say, we will outlaw your religion.
What have you always said? The Achilles heel of the globalist technocratic apparatus is for the people to have knowledge. If the general population knows what they're trying to build, knows what they're laying out, they will fight it. That's what we've reached. That's the point where we're at right now. And it really can all be, I think, summarized with the Roy Moore campaign. You look at Roy Moore. I'm not here glorifying Roy Moore. I'm not even involved in this election. This is an Alabama deal. Has nothing to do.
But there's no evidence.
But here's the thing. Exactly. So what are we seeing? Roy Moore, this is a Senate seat that the Democrats need desperately. They need that vote to impeach Trump. They need that vote when all of these votes happen. They are so desperate they cannot get a national victory. So they're throwing the kitchen sink. They're throwing everything they can against Roy Moore, trying to get him to bow out and basically bully their way into that seat. So now what you're seeing the backlash, Roy Moore saying, I'm not going to bow out. People are standing up for them. His wife is giving speeches. So this is now the battle. Are we going? And the sad thing about it is people are going to be bullied.
Whether he's perfect or not now, it's literally been set up as a vote, a litmus test on whether they win or we win.
Exactly. And this is how they're going to plan on moving their political agenda forward. Claim all of their enemies are sexual assaulting people, you know, bring up ladies from 40 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it is, stories from 10 years ago, clips, tapes, anything, throw it all at the
well, a lot of it's been proven false, but then he admits, I got permission to date the 17-year-old.
Well, that interview with Hannity, whoever advised him to do that, I mean, I'd fire them immediately. That was terrible. That was bad for him.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not illegal to... But kind of a creepy pervert. But the point is that I'm not even defending it. I'm just not going to watch them ignore Clinton and all the other stuff and make Roy Moore the devil. That's all I'm saying. We know it's being done political. We know they're exaggerating. That's the point.
Wrong or right, though. I mean, let's take a look back. If you go back 40 years and you look at, say, a small town in central Illinois where a daughter is 18
No, it was literally mothers and fathers were shopping.
Yeah.
Shopping their daughters around to the guy that owned the car dealership.
I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm not saying we should continue to do that or not. I'm just saying, look at the time.
Well, people were more pragmatic back then. They're like, do I want my daughter to be with some deadbeat that's her age at 20, pregnant, or do I want her to marry the rich guy?
Here's what I don't understand, Alex. All the things that the liberals are fighting against right now, as far as gender norms are concerned, are still taught that way in college. I took psychology. All of the psychology classes that I took based on sexuality and gender all said the same stuff. Women like, they say resources. Women like rich men. What do I need a book to tell me that? No, I'm not an idiot. Of course a woman wants to be with a man that can sustain them, sustain a family, put them in a shelter, keep food in them and their children's mouth. That's basic psychology. So they still.
And by the way, now that women have gotten to men's positions in many cases and make a bunch of money, they find out a few years and they don't want the boy toy. Either they end up wanting somebody that's actually smart.
Oh, exactly. And so on the opposite spectrum, it's like, what do men look for? They want a woman that looks like she's fertile. They want to, you know, it's like, it's all of this basic human psychology stuff. They're still teaching at the liberal universities.
Just like male and female walruses do.
I don't think they're going to teach it much longer. I'm serious. The psychology classes I took on gender and sexuality, I bet they will pull them from the ranks and they'll start replacing it with women's studies.
By the way, that's more BS. Rich men do not like slender women. It's not obese women. So that's that.
I like a real woman. I like a woman that smiles.
Has a big one
funny.
For me.
Fun, you know, yeah. That's the kind of stuff I'm into.
Me too. I mean, so much of it is attitude. Of course, I'm lucky my wife's not street legal.
She Russian?
Well, it's a good t-shirt. It just means she's got so much horsepower under the hood. You can't put them on the regular street.
Watch out.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
Okay, Alex Jones here with Owen Schroyer. He hosts his own transmission. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, already a lot of stations picking it up. A bunch of stations picking up in the new year because a lot of stations sign year-long contracts. Obviously, we don't do that. InfoWars is now free to air. I'm even, I like GCN, but they're just a satellite provider for me for, you know, 18, 19 years. one reason I've thought about leaving GCN is just because I want to just say stations get all the commercials. They'll fill them up on the internet with our stuff, but you can have them all. So that's what stations really need, the money to fund themselves, and they only get half the ads. It's hard. I want to just say it's just not about leaving GCN. It's just like I don't need the ads. I want to help the local stations. That's one of the things that goes in the calculus, but I'm still with GCN for now. We do our own syndication, our own feed right out of here. We do our own affiliate relations, but I have GCN as a backup, and they're great guys. The people that own it and run it are nice folks. Some of the other talk shows are like pissed that I put them on the map and even exist. Like I'm the house on the hill. They're all mad that I even exist. I'm like, well, hell, let me just get away from you. We can all fall apart together. I mean, don't let me go swim in the North Atlantic in the middle of, you know, December.
It's kind of like what the kid's name, the ball kid's name's father. Basically, when the reporter says, oh, are you grateful that Trump released your son from 10 years in Chinese prison? And he's like, yeah, we're fine, whatever. So Trump hit him back on Twitter. It's kind of the same thing, though. Just no, you know, it's a lack of respect, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's beyond that. It's just frustrating. And I don't tell that story just now as if some scripted idea. That's the just kind of stuff that goes on in my head. Like, I just want our affiliates to have all the ads. We'll do a few plugs live on air. I want to help the stations. Plus, we get them the ratings. Plus, we're Americana. We believe in our recovery. We want the country to come back. It's just insane how they're trying to implode the economy and like betting against it. It's sick.
Well, you built a marketplace, Alex. Not only did you build this operation, you also built a marketplace. A lot of the products that you put on InfoWarsStore.com that were groundbreaking at the time or considered even loony, probably some people probably made fun of you, now are becoming mainstream. Now everybody wants to take these types of products. Now everybody's trying to replicate.
When we started promoting true atomic iodine from Deep Earth 5 years ago, it was nowhere. Now it's in caps at Whole Foods and in CVS, and it's the crap stuff.
Just, I mean, look at DNA Force. I mean, DNA Force is another example. Dr. Group and you were working together to put DNA Force on the market. It hits the market a year later. Every major mainstream network, you're seeing ads to protect your telomeres. That was something.
BioPQQ.
That was the trend that you started.
Well, we could just see hundreds of studies, and you're even allowed to say it about it. I mean, it's not.
But how dare you? I mean, you know, I go out on the streets at a protest, and everybody says, F Alex Jones. You know, he's the worst. You should leave Austin. So that's nice to be.
And which I don't want to name drop. I mean, I don't want to name drop, but literally, Travis County, I mean, my family. No one's related to Colonel Travis because his line died out. We raised Colonel Travis's son on my mom's side. My dad's side connected into the whole deal. I'm not going to get into the whole Texas-type deal. But literally, it exists because my ancestors are willing to fight and die. And then you're saying, I should leave. A bunch of crazed, not even Californians. These are losers that went to California like locusts. It imploded. Now they're here telling me leave.
I just think it's sad. There's so much judgment on these people. You know, they want to. Leftists or liberals, whatever you want to say, they want to point the fingers at everybody sitting across the aisle from them and say racist, bigot, homophobe, this.
How about you're a bunch of mentally deranged idiots?
Well, or how about you just hold judgment until you know something? Like, they want to come up to me and they say all these things, they accuse me of all these things, like, you don't even know.
But that's the thing. They're a bunch of dirty, ugly, stupid, mentally deficient people, and I feel sorry for them, but like zombies, they want brains. They see us and want to bring us down. Here's some of the highlights or lowlights of what happened to you yesterday out there with our great Harrison Smith and Millie Weaver. When a literal man in a chicken suit grabs the mic, breaks it, bashes it, the police then chase. Here's some of the highlights.
Today is the latest Refuse Fascism March. And this is specifically the Bring the Noise March. Hashtag Bring the Noise. Their Facebook marketing, their social media marketing, everything funded by George Soros here. And the Refuse Fascism website and everything has the flyer. It's Bring the Noise. This nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. Pots and pans. Drums and marching bands. Bring the noise.
That's all
drums and marching bands. It is now about 2:05 here in local time. So that's 5 minutes after this thing was supposed to kick off. And I don't hear any noise. I don't see any pots and pans. I don't see any drum sets or anything like that.
That's a third world thing, beating up the pots.
Is that some paperwork for me? Somebody could read?
Got some paperwork? No, no InfoWars.
What do you mean no InfoWars? Isn't that fascist? Is that not fascist? Is that not fascist? No InfoWars?
Hey,
how you doing today, chicken?
Hey, hey, ho, ho.
Hear that voice?
Good. Hey, Mr.
And there's
Mr.
a unicorn.
Chicken, why don't you like Trump?
Oh, please, Alex, explain what you're seeing here.
I had this long thing with his mom, and I really want to f*** that guy, too.
Okay, so, but like, you're out here protesting Trump. Let's have a real conversation. Why don't you like Trump?
It's like there the pro-abortion so protest. They go, we love Satan. We want to be dirty and bad.
Yes,
we're scum.
They just go,
they tell you, we're scum. Yeah. We want to kill you. And they're like, well, oh, okay.
It's like that's how they
they're very honest.
Yeah, that's how they avoid the conversation. Now, I'm the worst. I want to kill you. I hate America. Okay, will you leave me alone?
The chicken's about to attack.
Here we go, the chicken man.
InfoWars. No.
What? Why does InfoWars suck?
Because they lie and twist things.
They like people killed for, you know.
What?
Pizza. What was that?
Wow, you just made that up. You literally just made something up.
Grabs the mic, breaks it. Now there's no audio.
Now, some people theorize that he was actually trying to hit me with the mic, and that the sign that the lady was holding in between us actually saved me, essentially, from getting hit over the head with the mic.
And she's got a sign with an image of Trump with poop dripping out.
Literally. He, like, she bought, like, fake turds or something at a store. And then the chicken man takes off running.
Now you're chasing a guy in a chicken suit with the police.
I can't even do this. He ripped it out. He smashed it on the ground.
I had a guy at CVS this morning. He's buying some batteries. He's like, I love that.
Covering live police chases. Wow. All right. So we're standing out at the foot of Capitol Hill here in Austin, Texas. And like maybe 10 people show up to protest Trump. And I'm just, hey, this is public property.
This right here. This is probably
damaged.
Here's
the damaged equipment.
So here's the
broken
radio audio microphone.
He broke an adapter and a microphone.
Like a chicken.
They always target. They target free speech. They're like,
well, they always try to grab Millie's microphone too. No, but here, pause it right there. I'm telling you, Alex, this is probably the weirdest thing. And you can kind of see it in the video, but if you go back, everyone saw it. The guy was actually running like a chicken, Alex. He wasn't like running. He was literally running like with his wings extended, like flapping wings, running like a chicken. I mean, how do you
back it up 10 seconds?
Are you kidding me? And then we'll listen. I confirmed it with everyone else. I was like, was he running like a chicken? And then everyone saw it like, yeah, he was running like a chicken. Go ahead and roll it again.
Here we go. Oh my God.
There he goes. There he goes.
And turn it up, guys. Give us audio. Oh, that's right. He broke the microphone.
The audio died out here.
Sorry.
So now the police, here they go.
Yeah, he has his wings back.
Do you see that? He's running like a chicken. So there the police go. And then, you know, but think about this, too. Here, let it run for a second here before.
But let me ask you this question. What attracts so-called liberals? What attracts mental patients? Because this isn't funny. These are seriously mentally ill people.
Well, and I think it's obvious that they kind of are, you know, kind of gravitating towards each other here, because how many people would still stick around in a protest group after that when a chicken and a unicorn is like your leading outfit? I mean, what, you know, if I had a protest like that, I'd...
And then no one could ever talk. Here we go.
All right, yeah, here's where we're explaining the chicken man.
To protest Trump. And I'm just, hey, this is public property.
This right here, this is probably damaged.
So here's the broken equipment here, the microphone. He was actually running like a chicken. You saw it too, sir. He was literally running.
That guy saw it too. That guy's like, he was like, he ran like a chicken.
You know, we laugh at mental illness, but it's not funny. Oh, my God.
So at this point in time, I tried to talk to our unicorn friend here, too. It's unbelievable, Alex. 10 of them showed up.
This is all over the internet, too. Literally, chicken attacks reporters. We'll be back. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Art Formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind.
All right, by the way, you just told me about a new Kathy Griffin. That's that failed comedian from CNN that just severed head of Trump, and now since she didn't apologize, you said, look at this video. We're going to play it in a moment. I actually feel sorry for her. You were showing me without audio. I said, she looks like a mental patient or concentration camp victim. It's like the demon spirit is like eating these people. And then I was being told by Matt, he goes, no, we pulled it up. The first thing she says is, I've lost my mind. What? There's 70%. It was 69. Less illegals coming in. We've got double the number of veterans getting visits. We've got the stock market up $4 trillion. We've got 1.6 million new jobs. We've got ISIS basically defeated. We've got optimism. We've got globalism in trouble, and you're acting like you're dying.
Well, it looks like she's dying based on the video. And actually, the craziest thing about it is she looks like somebody who literally has had dozens of plastic surgeries to make him or herself look like an alien. And the demon transsexual that read to the children at the Michelle Obama Library. So I don't know if she's intentionally going for that look. But that's not what she looks like. So.
By the way, we're not saying transsexuals are demons. This is a transsexual dressed as a demon.
Yeah, that she read to children at the Michelle Obama
library. I mean,
she had
like
demon horns and
vouching like, oh, I'm not against you. I really am not against some guy that thinks he's a woman or vice versa. The thing is that it's like, then just don't go try to tell kids and do a pole dance for them when they're 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If you're heterosexual, whatever, don't do pole dances to 3 year olds. And I know that you leave kids alone and you can go do whatever you want, man. Literally, yeah, there's the demon transsexual, use the proper term.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
Facebook has taught us. We didn't know it was bad, but we'll do what they say.
If you want to put glitter.
Soros has taught me.
You know, if you want to put glitter on your Johnson and go around, just don't do it around.
I was
children.
In Austin last weekend, not this weekend, but last. A guy with glitter on his genitals with children, kissing them. But it's normal.
No.
Notice, though, no media attacked this. All they did was not show what we were showing. They just said, Jones claims transsexuals are naked with kids. On video in Austin. That was wrong. See?
Even though he has the video.
They play these, but they didn't show in the articles. The Advocate, Jones claimed transsexuals were after kids again with no evidence. And then they clip it together and never show the video I show. I mean, here it is. Look.
Jeez.
Can we roll that again? Believe it. Don't worry. There's a woman with a hijab.
Ugh.
Can we go to that camera? Here you go.
Oh, my God.
But that's not the pole dancing. Well, this is all halal, though. It's pro-Islam, so it's okay. Is that Twist? Is that Dean Snyder from Twisted Sister?
I don't think so.
I want to rock! What are you going to do with your life? Anyways.
Oh, my gosh. This is what we're doing.
Here's the deal. I'm a free spirit. I'm not attacking any of these people. This is. Give me a break. There shouldn't be kids there. Look, hey. And like, what? All I'm saying is, can you get attractive transsexuals to your events? I mean, is that not too much to ask, dude? I mean, you know, it's like if you went to a dancing show of women and they weighed 400 pounds on average, you'd say, damn, this Vegas show sucks.
Wait a second.
Why can't we get some good-looking ones up here? And they say, that's...
I just realized something.
Look at that giant fat one right there.
They're selling...
Dean Snyder!
They're selling women's lingerie at this event. I didn't know that. What the hell is that? Hold on, guys. Rewind the tape here. Come on. Don't show me that. Here, pause right there. Look at this. Are they selling women's lingerie? Am I missing something here? What is going on?
This sounds like hell to me. You got a leprechaun in a pink outfit?
All right, Alex. What would you rather do? Would you rather race a chicken man across the street or have a transsexual read to your children?
That's easy. I'd rather chase a chicken across the street. Why did the chicken run across the street? Because it was bombed out of its brain on bath salts.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To refuse fascism.
Chicken cross the road to run from the state police.
We have the answer now. People have been wondering why the chicken
crossed the road. Finally, the age-old question, why did it cross the road?
We got
Info
it.
Wars has the,
we got
why it. Did the chicken cross the road? It's not just tomorrow's news today or next year's news today or next decade's news today. It's why did the chicken run the MC squared?
We are solving the mysteries of the universe. People have been wondering why the chicken crossed the road forever, and we finally figured out to refuse fascism.
Here, let's finish your clip. Here it is. We'll get to Kathy Griffin.
The broken equipment here, the microphone.
He was actually running like a chicken. You saw it too, sir. He was literally running like a chicken.
They're just talking about refusing fascism.
Yeah, she's going to come in here.
Mentally ill people come up with some good art, though.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's interesting. It's definitely interesting. Here's the legendary unicorn, Alex. I had to go face-to-face with the battle-axe-wielding unicorn.
But she won't let you.
No, nope, she had to get in the way.
She tries to shove a Trump with turds at you. Look at this. A pooping Trump. And like he's farting bluebirds. By the way, if you're a radio listener, I'm not kidding. I'm only reporting it.
The march is on the move. Let's keep on going. We'll follow them.
So I went away for a couple minutes, and I returned with my bullhorn.
So would the unicorn talk to you?
No. The unicorn took the tactics of the University
I
of Texas
take
professor.
The unicorn. Did you ask the unicorn out for me?
No, but I know you have a message for the chicken man. When we finish this video, you can address your message to the chicken man. I don't know if the unicorn is interested in you, though, Alex. You might have a tough time getting interest out of that unicorn.
But the left says bestiality is okay.
That's true.
And pedophilia.
But what is it called if it's with a mythical creature? That might be an entire...
Could I rape a baby unicorn?
That's an entirely new realm of...
Well, as long as it's liberal.
So here's, but look, this is the end of their march right here. So you can see how their numbers are almost to nothing here.
I thought this was a serious.
You know, they're all white. The only black folks there with us.
Yeah, literally. And they're friends.
That's good.
Yeah, big InfoWars fans. I've actually met the other one before.
I misunderstood. I thought you said there were a couple of black folks with the protesters.
No, they were with us.
Oh, good.
Well, they came out. I think they came out just to see the whole thing, and then,
so they were just viewing it.
And I've met him before, so it was like,
how
hey,
would you not
want to
watch
before?
It?
Yeah.
Realize the media is lying about Trump.
There it is, all eight of them.
It's only so long you realize the people that fund these protests don't like America. They don't want you to succeed.
Okay, so those reports are up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars right now. And again, the enemy doesn't want you to see this because this is what's really happening. God, Kathy Griffin looks like a vampire drank everything but like a half ounce of blood out of her. Like Count Dracula sucked her dry. Is that Anderson Cooper? Reportedly is a vampire. He dropped by and like sucked his blood out. That's called sarcasm. I'm not saying that's real. But like Snopes, Kathy Griffin wasn't sucked on by a vampire, even though she is one. So,
Snopes, Alex Jones claims Kathy Griffin sucked on by a vampire.
I looked at what they have. It's all like it's stuff like that, like jokes we made. Hey, but let's get serious. Chicken Man. AIDS Freelix was offered 10 grand, wouldn't come. Even though he was in Missouri. You are being offered $10,000 to go for 1 week with me to Cancun. That's right. You're going to go to, we're going to do live streaming from there.
Can I bring the unicorn?
Absolutely. I'll bring the unicorn as well. I'm not kidding. This is the ultimate reality TV. But then none of them will do it because they're all in such a cult. I will pay for the unicorn.
That is the ultimate reality TV.
We're going to get a suite in the same room. I want AIDS Freelix. And I mean, I want AIDS Freelix.
I know you want it. You've wanted him for over a year now.
I want him bad. Okay. I'm coming out of the closet. I want AIDS Freelix.
That's like a high-end.
I want Carl the Cuck. Can't be, please. Seriously. The unicorn, the chicken man. I want the chicken with no mask in here. I will drop charges. Owen, you said you dropped charges.
We'll drop the charges. But he has to come in studio with the Chicken Man costume.
Chicken?
Face uncovered.
That's right. But see, the problem is, this is all they can get out there. Oh, we're about to go to break. We're about to end the show. Here's Kathy Griffin. If you're a TV viewer, you're seeing the horror. She looks like beyond a concentration camp victim, and I'm not joking when I say that. I'm actually worried about her. This is the mental illness we're talking about. Without even looking for this, it's just the theme emerges just
constant.
On the
come.
Here it is, the mental illness. Here it is.
Griffin, and I'm doing what I call a State of the Union YouTube video. So I hope you watch this on YouTube. It'll probably be about 5 minutes. What's the date?
I don't even know what day it is.
It's Saturday, November 18th, 2017. I kind of lose track because I'm on a world tour. All right, so what I want to address today is I'm getting a lot of online hate
Pennywise
from trolls
tour?
Who think I've lost my mind. And I'm admitting I lost my mind, so it made me a star in the first place. But I just want to be honest. Like,
jeez.
As far as what we're going
that
to
kind
do,
of is
like,
telling, isn't it? I'm going to
turn it off.
I'm going to be as extreme and crazy as possible to get attention. That's basically what she just said.
Man, all I know is I don't want to take whatever they're on. I don't want to be with these people.
You don't want to take meth, huh?
Hey, let's go out with my family. Let's get a porterhouse steak tonight.
All right, I guess so.
We'll do that?
Only if I can invite the Chicken Man. We won't eat chicken, though. We won't eat chicken around the Chicken Man. Just steak.
Great job with the crew. See you tomorrow. The David Knight kicks off at 8 a.m. I'm at 11 a.m. You're at 3 p.m. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.